It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Katie Cat, we got some local trending news this morning, and from what I understand, a buttload of it.
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff, starting with, and we've talked about it, eggs are so dang expensive. Mm. So we clucked around a little bit and found out, can you have chickens in Denver? And the answer is, yes, you can. But there are some rules.
Check with your HOA.
I would share with you. Actually, you just need a required food producing permit. It's pretty easy. You can print it off online. It's $25, and then you just hand it in to the Denver Animal Shelter or Denver Animal Services, rather. But you can have up to 8 chickens. And
really?
So, yeah, and any more than that, then you need a livestock/fowl permit. But that's
I got a couple
story,
of those.
Right? If you have 8
for my
chickens,
mother-in-law.
You can have, again, up to the 8 chickens, and then you have to have 16 square feet of land per chicken. So you've got to have a pretty big backyard. I had apartment chickens once. I told you guys about
this.
You had
chickens in your apartment?
In our apartment up in North Dakota.
I don't remember you telling me
I
this.
Bet people
I've told
loved
you the story.
You.
I know, right? Like, and it's funny because we had them for about 3 weeks. We named them Kung Pao and Sesame.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Did you end
so
up
cute.
Eating them?
No, we didn't. But they were such cute little fluffy chicks, and Zoe and I just absolutely loved them. And then one day we went in the morning to go check on them, and they turned into little dragons. They like grew up overnight. They were so scary. They were just like,
did your place stink?
Flying around. They were in one room, and it was an
so
apartment.
Yes.
So
it was a smelly room.
We had to clean
time to call Zero Res.
But we had like for 3 weeks or something, and then we traded them with a local farmer for farm fresh eggs for a little bit. And then we never heard from little Kung Pao and Sesame
again. They turned
again.
Into May farm fresh chicken. There we go.
They
may
sure
they
did.
Rest.
But yeah, it was a little harder to take care of chickens than I anticipated. And also, remember, your chickens can still get that bird flu if they live in your backyard. And that's a little problem,
yeah,
you
they
know?
Smell so
my neighbors had
smell so bad.
My neighbors yeah. did too, buddy, at one yeah.
They had chickens too, and they had 6,
yeah.
but we'd get our eggs from them. It was
yeah,
great.
That's
honestly,
nice.
It was really nice. Yeah.
A ridiculous amount of eggs. That's the thing, because yeah. they lay every morning. So if you have 8 chickens, you get 8 eggs a
that's
day.
Fresh eggs,
yeah,
for sure.
I mean,
fresh omelettes.
That starts to add up,
yeah.
you know.
We used to have the house behind us in my old neighborhood had chickens, and man, the wind would hit just right, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we moved.
Really?
Because it also brought in a ton of mice, and we saw a couple rats a few times, because they come in and munch on the grain that's
yeah.
back there with them. And
they try to get the eggs, too. I mean, the rats
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
We moved
it's
out
gross.
Of that apartment shortly after that,
did
too.
Did they
so.
Kick you out of the apartment?
No, they made us leave the apartment.
But yeah, you
moved,
can have
evicted,
chickens
same thing.
In case you're looking into it.
I will say, I posted my product review this morning of my little hard-boiled
oh,
egg
yeah.
maker that I absolutely love. I forgot to post it yesterday. It's right from my little personal blog, and I do some product reviews. So it's on our Facebook if you want to check it out and if you want to get one. It's a game changer
yeah.
in the world of hard-boiled eggs, I'm just going to say, because I eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs.
And if you have your own chickens, it's even easier. Just straight
right?
from the source.
You can just hold them
the...
right over the maker and squeeze
I
them,
know.
And it goes right into it.
Put one into their little coop, and it'll be just one step quicker. You know?
Is it, like, what's so great about it? I don't understand. Is it using water, and you're
you
still boiling
You have to read the review,
them?
Josh. It's on our Facebook
oh, there
page.
There you go.
Jeremy,
Josh,
Katie, Josh.
Read all about it. FB, okay. Yeah. Hey, we have a DJ taking over 16th Street Mall
whoop,
starting
whoop.
May 26th. It's a Monday, so of course, Denver would have a block party on a Monday night. But Fisher, are you familiar with Fisher, Josh?
Fisher.
Nope.
Is it DJ Fisher?
No,
Fisher?
He goes just as Fisher. He's known for songs like Losing It, You Little Beauty, Just Feels Tight, and Take It Off. So
excuse me?
Just Feels what?
I thought for sure you'd know.
Does
but
he give you one of these throughout his set?
Yes! He does the beeps and boops and stuff. It's that kind of music. So I thought for sure
this guy's
you'd know.
A 40-year-old DJ. Why would I know
good
anything
him.
About him?
Well, he's well known. He's up in Aspen right now, opening up for Kygo and
good
stuff.
Good for him.
So,
wow,
I know
just,
Kygo. I do
know
Kygo.
Kygo. So
I do.
Yeah, I just thought that.
Why are you
know,
such an
but,
ageist, Josh?
Yeah, what's wrong
I'm
with
just
a 40-year-old
like,
DJ
yeah.
anyway?
He's got good experience. He's been doing the fat beats
yeah,
for many years.
I bet many years.
Some of the best beats around comes from this guy.
Yeah, good for him.
Worked those ones and twos for many years.
He's got the mer.
So many murmurs, but yeah, so that's Monday, May 26th, just
good
in case. They're taking over 16th Street Mall for a big block party. That's
what age
cool.
should a DJ be, Josh?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Kygo, like all these guys are in their 20s. Like some, like
how about that Marshmallow
guy?
He's like
the
top of his game.
Martin
how old
Garrix
is Marshmallow?
Like 22.
Yeah, Marshmallow and the Mouse guy.
Marshmallow
not...
is, he's 32.
Oh.
That's
no,
a young.
How much the Mouse guy?
I'm looking
the,
at him right now.
Who's that? Akai? He's like Japanese. Long
oh,
hair.
Steve Aoki.
Steve Aoki. Hold
yes, but he, dude, his last hits back in the day were in like 2006.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking
well,
about.
You know what, Josh? We're... an equal opportunity DJ over here.
47, Steve Aoki.
Okay.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I was just like, I didn't know that.
He's one of those cakes, right? He throws cakes
out
in the audience.
Top of his game.
He's top of his game.
When you play your greatest hits, that's not necessarily the top of your game.
Somewhere in the top tier of his game.
He is very well known.
Ageist. You're an ageist.
I am not.
Hey, you know who's getting older?
Everyone.
Josh, he's going to be 30 soon.
Lucifer, it was his birthday yesterday.
What?
I know. I actually asked on Instagram if everybody thought that he was cursed or not because of that story about him killing his own or the person who made him, right? It like severed an artery
it
or
fell
something.
On
killed
him, right?
His boss.
Yeah, like killed his creator.
Killed his creator, and then his son had to finish the whole sculpture.
Because his creator was 40 years old. He shouldn't be sculpting at 40 years old.
Funny.
That's what happens.
You're just not, well.
Your sculptures break off and kill you when you're 40.
Lucifer is still young and kicking it. He just turned 17 yesterday. And overwhelmingly on our Instagram, by the way, in our stories, the listeners voted and they think he's cursed.
You know what's funny is no matter how many times I've seen that stupid horse driving to the airport, you got to take a picture of it
every freaking time you drive by him.
Why is that?
And it's also the most awkward picture because you never get the best angle. You've always, it's like one of those things gets in the way. It's not ever straight on like a postable picture, but I'm the same. I always have to take
a picture of the blue horse. It's like blurry and you're like, well, I won't ever look at that again. I'll add that to the 15 other ones I have of it.
You know what you want to take a picture of?
What?
The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo baby sloth. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. And she has a name now. Do you want to know what the
name is? I do.
They named the baby sloth and her name is Olive.
Olive the sloth.
Isn't that adorable?
That's cute.
Yeah, they
announced
that baby sloth around New Year's Eve, and so I believe you can actually see it now. The first month of the sloth's life needs to be by the mommy and, you know, not any kind of outside influence. So now you can go see the baby sloth, and we can buy her presents, and her name is Olive. So.
Does she like her name? Did she say?
I think she does.
Good.
I think Olive is such a cute name. So,
it is.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that baby sloth.
Little peanut.
So have to go see that little thing. And then, you mentioned it, Hearts on Colfax. This is really neat because if you go down Colfax for the month of February, I believe, they're going to have these hearts and little messages on them. And they have a contest that you can get involved in as well. If you create a message for these hearts, the best message is going to get a $50 gift card to one of the businesses along Colfax. And also, they want the best photo. So you can go and take your picture in front of one of these hearts. They encourage you to get your family in it, and that's also a chance to win a $50 gift card to a Colfax business. But
so I gotta drive downtown, try to find parking.
Yeah. And then find the little
step
hearts.
Over everybody laying on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
Find a heart. Take a picture.
But then you can see, like, Squire Lounge loves you and speak what you seek. And, you know, all the little messages on these hearts. Denver Roller Derby loves Colfax. Like, obviously,
don't get shanked.
Don't get
shanked.
I love you up and down Colfax Avenue. I like that one.
I don't want to do this at all. Like, who came up with this idea?
I think it's a good idea to get
some 40-year-old marketing director for downtown.
I would say.
I like it because the businesses downtown have seen a little hit lately, and I'm all for us getting out there supporting
local. Well, then go
do it. I will. I'm going to go take my picture in front of all these hearts. No, I have a thing to do right now, but later on, I will be all about it.
Are you really? You're going to drive downtown today?
Just to prove you wrong. Well, maybe not today because it's snowing, but tomorrow when it's almost 40, you betcha.
All right. You do you.
Send pics.
I'm not.
Send pics. I will.
There you go.
I don't need that $50 gift card that
bad. I'm going to try and win that $50 gift card just because.
I feel like that's not a great incentive.
It's really not.
$50?
Are you kidding me?
And why don't we have a Jeremy, Katie, Josh Hart down there?
Well, JKJ loves you. You haven't submitted it. Like,
you submit it for us. You're the local person.
I will. I will. JKJ loves you.
That's pretty good. Is that all you got?
That's what I got today.
Josh, you want to bash on anybody else before I jump into my stuff?
What do you think really quick? No, I'm good.
Any
I wouldn't bash.
People?
I didn't bash.
Totally bashed.
I did.
Maybe we could hug it out later because it is National Hug Day today.
Yay!
Oh, let's hug it out.
Go hug underneath one of those goofy hearts downtown.
Yay.
Aw, cute.
Take a picture. Win some money.
You'll
what celebrity would you want to hug right now, Katie?
Ooh. You know what? If I could hug a
celebrity. Or anybody famous.
Anybody famous?
Anybody famous?
Oh,
Josh, be thinking. I'm coming to you.
Lenis Klaza is who I'm always
going
to pick with this. He's a former Nugget. Oh,
okay. Big time Nugget player.
Yeah.
Small time Nugget
him.
Player.
He's, well, back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
You know, he was all right.
Who are you hugging, Josh?
Good bench player. Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, did he take yours?
I bet she gives such good hugs.
I'm going to say Jelly Roll.
Oh,
I bet he
sweet.
Also gives great hugs. I bet he gives
bet
great
he
hugs.
Does.
He's a jolly fellow.
He
yes.
is. He should be Jolly Roll. He's
jolly
a great guy.
Roll. I yeah. like that.
Is he 40 though?
Jolly Roll. I think he's
Jeremy,
close to
I
it.
Don't care
can't be,
about
can't be jolly when you're 40 though.
See,
that'd be miserable. Big news coming out of the
He's 40
West,
exactly.
Yeah, see,
all his birthday's my.
You wouldn't
want to
hug him. He's too frail now, Josh.
Oh, stop.
Hurt the poor guy. So let's talk about Tay Tay. People are talking about her outfit from the Super Bowl.
I was wondering if she was cold the whole time. Like,
yeah, she was just in shorts and a tank top.
I was so confused. Good. I was like, is it that warm in
well,
New Orleans?
Well, it's a dome,
right
it's a dome. Too. They keep it at 72.
I guess.
She's fine. She's got all that money keeping her warm, Katie.
She'll be all right.
That little outfit, which was basically just a bodysuit and shorts, $65,000
no,
she
it
had
wasn't.
On. Yeah.
What was
no,
she,
it
was
she
wasn't.
Walked in
Gold?
With a blazer that was just shy of $4,000. The bodysuit was $1,300. The pants,
which were shorts, right?
Or, yeah, check that. Shorts, $210. That was the cheapest thing. Her boots were $1,100. A purse was $1,000. And then it started going into her jewelry.
Oh, okay. Well,
she
that
had
sense.
Like 30 some thousand dollars worth of jewelry on. But she's Tay Tay.
If you're
right?
at the Super Bowl, 30, yeah, you
you
go
wear
all
your
out.
Bling.
I know, but all of a sudden, I'm not worried about her being cold anymore. I'm like, know. You know what? She's fine.
She
she's
paid for the
right.
fireplace to be put in her suite.
I
there
know.
We go.
Yeah.
yeah,
she's got portable.
What
heaters.
Was the most expensive? I think she had a bracelet was $6,000 that she was wearing. Ugh.
Jeez.
Another ring that was $12,000. Yeah.
Oh, to be Tay Tay.
I want to throw.
But
up.
She's a good
billionaire.
Person.
Yeah.
She's a good person who does good things, so I'm okay with
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't it be hard still, even though you had that much money, it would still be difficult for me to say, hey, there's a nice blazer for $4,000. Let me get that. I just still don't know if I could do it. I probably could get used to
I
it.
I know. That's the thing.
I was
is,
like,
I've
that's
never...
you get rich, and then you're like,
but
ah,
you
fine.
Just still, in some way, want to stay a little bit humble and be like, man, I can buy a $1,000 blazer and give somebody else $3,000 to go do something fun.
No, you don't think that way. People don't think, Jeremy, people don't
I
think
know.
That
well,
way.
I would think that way.
I'm sure you
I'd
would.
Like to give it
That's
a shot
very
for
sweet.
Like 6 months.
I know.
Sure
yeah, I'd like to try to be rich. So if anybody
Katie and
like
I would not get a
happen.
Dollar from that. And
no,
because yeah,
you're ages.
We would never see him again.
Jez over 40. He shouldn't get that much money. He has a hard time keeping track of that much money.
Right?
Well, speaking of how people are dressing, should we start being a little worried about Justin Bieber?
Why?
His clothes
Have you seen him?
Are...
Look him up right now, Katie.
Just
oh,
the baggiest
no.
you've ever
he
seen.
He was just spotted in a bathrobe and Uggs. The other day, he was in like a full sweatsuit. He looks incredibly frail. Like he's, I hate to say it, he almost looks like he's got like cancer or something. That's
no,
how
he looks
frail
fine.
And
he was
sickly
playing
basketball.
I saw those
he
pictures.
He looks really sick.
I saw the ones you're talking about. And then the next day, he was playing basketball with his friends, and he looked totally fine.
He looks rough, though.
I think he was... maybe a little hungover or something, but
yeah.
he...
Did you see the pictures of him in the bathroom?
I'm just looking
search.
At...
Yeah, there's like a his site called Google. It's a G-O-O-G-L-E, and you,
I've
and you
got
get on
it.
There. Oh, okay.
I was looking at his face. It looks
it's
a little
sunken.
Gaunt. Looks a little
it's,
gaunt.
He like, doesn't look well.
Yeah, like, it definitely difficult to see the picture of his face and stuff, but... Yeah, I could say like maybe he just didn't get a good night's sleep. Maybe he went a little hard
for like 3 years.
I don't think he drinks anymore and stuff though, does
no,
he?
No,
yeah.
Here's a guy that's looking pretty good. This is the guy that I would model my life after right here, Post Malone.
Yeah.
After I got
too.
All those face tattoos.
Yeah.
So yet again, he showed up at a bar called the Howlin' Wolf on Saturday. Spent $25 on a couple Bud Lights, and he left the bartender a $2,000 tip. How can he keep doing this? Again, he's going to run out of money at some
no,
point. He
I
will
think,
run out of money.
No, after this latest...
What's his net worth?
Let's see. It's yeah, got to be a lot.
That site again is G-O-O-G...
L-L-E?
L-L-E?
Okay.
Googly? Oh, it's new. I've never...
No, I think
Post Malone's net worth.
He is just really, really a giving person. About $50 million is what they say he's
worth. He can
worth
give a $2,000
right
tip.
Now. He can be giving tips out like that. Be all right. Yeah. He's fine.
He's about to go on a massive tour, too.
Exactly.
He'll make
he's
it
got
back.
It.
Yeah.
Be all right. You're right. He's got it.
His tour and that album that he just put out, too. Like, he's making money.
Did you guys see that he and the drummer from Blink 182 are releasing an album on vinyl?
Travis Barker?
Yeah, Travis Barker, okay, of all Nirvana covers.
Oh, I love it.
So whoa, it's a vinyl what? Album of all Nirvana covers. He and Travis Barker are releasing that. Yeah.
I want to hear Heart Shaped Box.
I'm excited for
like,
that.
I want to hear that. That sounds
I'm
really
excited
intriguing.
For that. Yeah.
Wow.
Posty singing Nirvana.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I like it, man. He's done
I
country,
like
he's done he pop, and he's done rap.
He can do it.
Yeah.
He can pull it off.
Do a little grunge.
Go.
Well, that makes me happy.
Yeah, and he's teaming up with Travis Barker, and Travis will not allow that to like sound poor.
Oh,
like
yeah,
it won't sound bad.
He's part of that genre and that time in music.
100%.
Like he knows the respect
right,
Jer? He has to show.
200%.
I would say.
Come on.
That's it.
300%.
We're done. We're done with trending.
Okay.
That's it. We're done.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.